from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council late Tuesday condemned North Korea for firing an intermediate-range ballistic missile over Japan, calling it an outrageous act and demanding Pyongyang abandon its missile and nuclear programs. Coral Besho is Japan's UN ambassador.
This demonstrates the unity of the Security Council and sends a strong and clear message to North Korea that the international community will not accept its reckless behavior.
He said he hopes the 15-member council will follow up the statement with a strong resolution, perhaps one containing further sanctions. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi said his government is working with other council members on a necessary response. Wednesday, the North said it conducted the test as a response to ongoing joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises, which it views as a prelude to invasion, as well as to contain the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Guam, where a U.S. military base is located. Leader Kim Jong-un also warned of more missiles over Japan, calling Tuesday's launch a curtain raiser. President Donald Trump said the message from the North was received loud and clear. He said such tests only further isolate the regime and all options are on the table. Robert Manning is with the Washington-based think tank Atlantic Council.
So it's hard to respond to everyone appropriately or strongly, and I think the message that all options are on the table was, I think, the important point, and the president made that.
Manning described the missile launch as coming perilously close to an act of war. Kenya's Supreme Court heard closing arguments Tuesday by lawyers for opposition Raila Odinga over this month's election, challenging the Election Commission's conclusion. President Uhuru Kenyatta was the winner. Odinga claims the vote was fraudulent. He said hackers infiltrated the commission's servers to manipulate the outcome. A decision is expected by the court Friday. This is VOA News.